Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're gonna dive into something that's absolutely blowing my mind, how to actually make money on Amazon Kindle without being a writer. And honestly, if you wanna learn the real strategies that are working right now, definitely check out kindleriches.com. We'll put that link in the description for you.
Oh my God, yes. This is such a game changer because everyone thinks you need to be Stephen King to make money publishing books. I've been seeing more and more people building these incredible passive income streams on Amazon KDP, and honestly...
Right, and it's so crazy because the people making the most money aren't necessarily the best writers. Like, when you're looking at Amazon Kindle publishing, you should definitely focus on market demand first, writing skills second. That's exactly what makes systems like the one at Kindle Riches so different.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. The secret is understanding Amazon's algorithm and what people are actually searching for. You know what really gets me, though? When people spend months writing a book that nobody wants to buy.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. It's heartbreaking because they put their soul into it, but they never researched if there was actually demand. Here's the thing. Successful Amazon KDP publishers use something called bestseller rank to find profitable niches before they even create content.
That's such a good point. And get this, you can actually create profitable books without writing a single word yourself. There are low-content books, AI-assisted content, even public domain publishing strategies.
Are you serious? So someone could literally build a publishing business without being a writer.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of Amazon KDP right now. You can create journals, planners, activity books. These are called low-content books because the customer fills them in. And here's what's interesting. Some of these simple books are generating thousands in monthly royalties.
That's incredible. So what kind of income are we talking about here? Like, is this just beer money or can people actually replace their day jobs?
Oh, it goes way beyond beer money. I've seen case studies of people earning $4,000 to $11,000 per month in royalties. And the crazy part, once you understand the system, you can literally publish multiple books without doing the writing yourself.
No way. How is that even possible?
Well, there are several strategies. You can hire ghostwriters, use AI tools like ChatGPT to help create content, or publish public domain books that are already written but out of copyright. The key is knowing which approach works best for different niches.
That's such a good point, and I need to think about this for a second. This is mind-blowing, but here's what I'm curious about. How do you know which books will actually sell before you create them?
Great question. The smart publishers use Amazon's own data against them. They look at the bestseller rank, that's a number Amazon shows for every book that tells you how well it's selling. If you find books ranking between 20,000 and 100,000, that's the sweet spot.
And hey, if you're thinking about diving into Amazon Kindle publishing, you really should visit kindleriches.com. They've got exactly the kind of systematic approach we're talking about here.
Yes, that's what I love about their method. They actually teach you how to validate profitability before you invest time creating anything. It's like having insider knowledge of what's going to work.
That's so smart. But what about the actual creation process? If you're not writing, how long does it take to get a book ready?
Here's where it gets really exciting. With the right system, you can create your first book in under 2 hours, whether it's a simple journal using Canva templates or working with a designer from Fiverr for more complex projects.
2 hours? That's insane. I thought publishing a book took months or even years.
That's the old way of thinking. The new wave of Amazon publishers are treating this like a business, not an artistic pursuit. They're finding what customers want and giving it to them efficiently.
So it's more like product development than traditional authoring.
Exactly, and that's why some people can build portfolios of 50, 100, even 145 plus books. Each book becomes another income stream that can generate royalties for years.
Wait, did you say 145 books? How is that even humanly possible?
When you're not writing every word yourself, the game completely changes. You become more like a publisher. You identify opportunities, coordinate content creation, and optimize for sales. It's a totally different skill set.
That makes so much sense. What about the income potential? Like, what's realistic for someone just starting out?
Well, here's the thing. Your first book might only make $50 to $200 a month, but when you have 20 books each making $200 a month, now you're at $4,000 monthly. Scale that to 50 books and you're looking at $10,000 plus in passive income.
Oh my God, that's the power of multiplication. Each book is like a little digital employee working for you 24/7.
Exactly. And here's what really gets me excited. Once these books are published, they can sell for years without you doing anything. It's true passive income because Amazon handles all the customer service, delivery, and payment processing.
That's incredible. But I'm sure there are challenges too, right? What are the biggest mistakes people make?
The biggest mistake is treating it like a hobby instead of a business. Successful publishers research their niches, they understand pricing strategies, and they're strategic about which categories they target.
And I bet they're not just throwing random books out there hoping something sticks.
Right. The smart approach is understanding Amazon's algorithm. They favor books that get sales early, so there are specific launch strategies that can help your book gain momentum and rank higher in search results.
This is all so fascinating. What about the time investment? You mentioned 10 hours a week. Is that realistic?
Absolutely. Once you have your systems down, it's in the beginning that requires more time for learning and setting up processes. But experienced publishers often work just a few hours a week managing their portfolio and launching new books.
So it's front-loaded work that pays dividends later.
Exactly. It's like building a rental property business. But instead of managing tenants and maintenance, your properties are digital books that generate royalties while you sleep.
That's such a powerful analogy. What about competition? Isn't Amazon KDP getting saturated?
Here's the thing. Amazon is adding millions of new customers every year, especially with Kindle Unlimited. The pie is getting bigger, not smaller. Plus, most people are still doing it wrong, so there's plenty of opportunity for those who understand the system.
And I'm guessing the people who really succeed are the ones who treat it systematically rather than just winging it.
Absolutely. They understand things like keyword optimization, category selection, and how to write book descriptions that actually convert browsers into buyers. It's a learnable skill set, not some mysterious art.
Before we wrap up, what's your number one piece of advice for someone who's interested in making money on Amazon Kindle but doesn't know where to start?
I'd say start with education. Don't just jump in and hope for the best. Learn the proven strategies, understand how to research profitable niches, and follow a systematic approach. And honestly, if you found this helpful, head over to KindleRiches.com. They're honestly the perfect example of everything we've been discussing today.
Perfect advice. Remember, everyone, the opportunity to build passive income through Amazon Kindle Publishing is real. But like any business, it requires the right knowledge and approach. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.